getting a good working over in a conversation via Carnarvon. Let's listen.
Apollo 7, Houston through Carnarvon.
Carnarvon, Houston. Apollo 7, how do you read?
Read you 5, bye, Don.
Okay, Jack, I don't know if you got what I said at Ascension or not. Did you read all that?
Negative. You faded out at Ascension and Tananarive. You were just about 2 by, fading in and out also.
Okay, I'll start over. We got in the proper attitude, and I got the horizon into the sextant fixed line of sight. And I ran through P-22 as per your instructions through step 10, I believe, where you proceed. And the next display should... step 10, when I hit proceed, I got a program alarm, a restart light, and a CNC light.
Okay, Don.
I tried to enter a verb 5 now 9 to see what the alarm was, and the computer wouldn't even take it. It was locked up tight. A few minutes later, we decided to try to unlock it, so we did the go jam procedure. Hit reset, marked reject and reset at the same time, and that unlocked it. We looked at the program alarm, and it was 1302, which says that the computer was trying to work with the square root of negative numbers. I think probably as a result of trying to do marks on the horizon, which is a couple thousand miles.
Okay, Don, I want to ask you on that step 10, when you set in your option, did you use the unknown or the known?
I loaded in the unknown landmarks.
Okay, copy that. That's what we wanted, and we got something to mull over down here on the ground.
You sure do. I want to compliment all whoever it was that thought of that little rig. That one really got to us. I've had it up here today. And from now on, I'm going to be an onboard flight director for these updates. We're not going to accept any new games, like getting 50 feet to the Delta Z power for a burn. We're doing some crazy tests we've never heard of before. Each test is going to be reviewed thoroughly before we act on it.
Okay, I understand that, Wally.
And I suggest when something like this comes up again, that you take it over to the simulator, run it through. If it rings out, we may try it.
I copy. DET that you went to command reset there, Wall?
It was only a few minutes after we left your LOS last time.
Okay.
That time when you called.
Okay, copy that. Do you think you'll be able to do the P-22 landmark tracking now?
Jack, we went ahead and used your last nav check for the update. It rang out, so that...
Jack, the second landmark is clobbered with clouds. I can't see it.
Okay, that's at the number 71?
Right.
Okay, real fine.
Go ahead, Jack. Ready?
Okay, first one is landmark 11. That's 5.4 miles north of ground track. 216 plus 23. Shaft 325, trunnion 033. Number 2, number 128, that's 1.5 miles north of ground track. 216 plus 34, shaft 000, trunnion 030. The third, number 144, at 16 miles north of ground track, 216 plus 44, 350 shaft, 030 trunnion. Number 4, 227, 4.5 miles north of ground track, 216 plus 57 GET, 342 shaft, 029 trunnion, and that's all.
Roger, Jack. The last one, I didn't get the how far north or south.
Okay, the last one is 4 or 5 miles north of ground track.
Okay, I'll give you the landmark number and the GET. 227, this is that one, 216 plus 57. Going back to the beginning, we have landmark 11, 216 plus 23. Landmark 128, 216 plus 34. Landmark 144 at 216 plus 4.
You faded on the last one, 216 plus 44.
Right, on that one, what was the shaft angle?
Okay, shaft was 350.
Thank you.
Okay, we're about 1 minute LOS. Antigua, we pick you up at Ascension at 10.
Roger, note 1620 again.
Copy.
Area has been closed and will not be considered for landing operations through the remainder of the mission. Two destroyers that were operating there yesterday were directed to port early yesterday. They will be told to remain in port because a second typhoon is aborting out there in Westpac, and there's just no point in trying to get ships back on station. Meanwhile, the Mercury, which is somewhat to the west of the Typhoon Gloria, is still riding around on 15-foot waves. And it's captain's option there, but the captain has elected to remain in the area and to continue to service the flight. We will contact Apollo 7 at Tanana Reeve at 26 minutes, 215 hours, 26 minutes, about 2 minutes from now. If there is communication, we'll be back to you.
Jack, I'd like to have you call Frank Borman and inform him he better go over his total flight plan from liftoff in real time and check his timeline out for sleep, work cycles, and for food periods.
Roger, copy.
And not too soon.
Roger. Go ahead, Wal.
Can you read the dispatch out?
Negative. We've been handed over to the Huntsville. We don't get data there. We'll have to wait till California.
Okay, I'll go to California. I'll show you what zero roll looks like and what zero yaw looks like.
Roger.
We're running out of ground score today. Thank you.
Bravo 7, opposite Omni.
Hey, Jack, you still there?
Roger, Walt, go ahead.
I just get a chance, maybe we get an updated RCS number for our chart.
Okay, and work. Apollo 7, Houston.
Go ahead, Jack.
Roger, your chart value for RCS today, Walt, is 588. It shows a little bit larger usage than we expected. We can't out account for it at this time. We're going back over the data and looking at it.
Roger.
Apollo 7, Houston.
Roger.
Roger, just for the record, you might help us out, give us some clues about how much you think you used today.
Oh, I don't really know. I think all we did was, we didn't do any marking around.